This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba. We're continuing Mishabura, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Simen Kuf Mem Beis. Din Misha Kara Vita Uvamagam She'en Shami She'adeh Lekuris B'diyak. The dinim, someone who read and made a mistake, and you're in a place where you don't have someone who could read accurately. It says Mechaber Kara Vita Afil B'diktuk Ois Achas Machzir Noisai. If you read and you made a mistake, even in the diktuk of one letter, he has to go back. We saw Mishnah Berura Aleph and Beis. Let's just say it outside again. Even B'diktuk Ois Achas, Mishnah Berura says it means that he left out or he added a letter. Now, it's not clear, is this even B'makam Shemishtaneh Inyan or even Eino Mishtaneh Inyan? Is this only if it changes the meaning of the words or not? The Kaf HaChayim and the Makar HaChayim say, even if it does not change the meaning of the word, if he left out a syllable, left out a letter, you have to correct him, and you have to make him go back. The Ramah says no, only if it's makam she'in mishtaneh. Machzira noisai, he has to go back she'yikra eno bediktuk. The Mishnah Berurah said that means that he has to go back and read it accurately, even if he already made a bracha afterwards. Okay, says Ramah, V'chein din ha-chazen ha-kari, the same applies to the Baal Koyre. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kolaymer achshav she-chazen hu ha-kari. Nowadays, even if the Oila is not reading it, if the Baal Koyre is reading it, Nami dina hachi, afal pishu enu mevarach al-kri, even though he's not the one who made the bracha, delav bebracha talya milsa. This is not about the bracha, this is about reading the words of the Torah accurately. Comes Ramah, V'davka shinoi shemishtane a'idei zeho inyan. This is only a deviation if the inyan changes. Avalim tab in a ginas hatam. However, if he made a mistake in the trup, oy banikud, or the vowelization, ein machzirno, so you don't make him go back, avo goyren bay, you scream at him. We'll have to see what that means. What does it mean, goyren bay? It means you shout out, S, Ace, but you don't make him go back. I mean, he should know that he's not doing a service to the people. He should know. He shouldn't get away with it. Avalim ta, says the Mishnah Berurah, if he made a mistake in the trap, v'adin emchisar ha'his of ezo ois ha'makam she'eno inyan mishtani deizek, k'goin shekara la'aroin haroin bepatach b'loy alaf oy lemitzrim mitzriyim b'chadoyme, where it's not mishtani ha'inyan, he doesn't go back, but you do correct him. However, v'nokat negina v'nikud mishum da'al piroi v'eino inyan mishtana yadam. It picked trup or vowelization because in most cases it will not change the meaning. Uv'nikud nami, but when it comes to nekudais, im eirasha inyan mishtana ideza, if it happened that the inyan changes, kagoin ya'ase b'patach kara ye'ase, instead of saying it, he will do, you read it, it will have been done, b'tzeirei oy lehipach, oy b'chalev, b'chataf, kara b'chelev, b'tzeirei, instead of saying milk, you read fat, oy yoyshev yashav, instead of sitting, sat, b'chol kiyotzuzah, she'ini mishtana, b'vada imachzirno, he said, gamba nikot, of course he would have to go back, even if it's a matter of nekudais. The Dirshu brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, let's say you made a mistake, mil el, mil ra. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even if it's mishtane ha'inyan, ein machzir noisai. It's hard to imagine that the Mishnah Berurah agrees with that. I would assume the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with that. The Mishnah Berurah holds that just like by nekudais, If it's mishtane ha'inyan, machzir noisai. L'chayra mil el mora, if it's mishtane ha'inyan, it's also machzir noisai. What about if somebody, unless you say that's only a matter of havara. In other words, the word is v'rachel ba'a, or ba'a. It means what it means. How the person pronounced it, that's a matter of his personal havara. That would only be an issue of l'chatchila, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman holds. Let's say somebody repeats words. So then, even if mishtane ha'inyan, ein machzir noisai. That's just the way he talks. Let's say somebody did not say shvana or shvanach, ein machzir noisai. But if somebody doesn't know what shvana shvanach is, he shouldn't get up there in the first place. Obviously. It's your bar mitzvah parsha. Good. Tell your wife to get you a cake. But don't make everyone else lose out on being yoytzei lechatchila because you want to learn your bar mitzvah parsha. Let's say you don't say mapekei, you don't go back. But if you didn't prepare the mapekeis, make sure you get someone else to do the job for you. Okay, now, why do I think that the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with Shlomo Zalman regarding Milel Mora? I think it's pretty obvious. Because look at the next thing he says. V'sefer Shulchan Atzei Shittim Hoisefoid. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulchan Atzei Shittim, who adds, that not only nekudais you would be machzir noisai, also if you exchange the incorrect trup, where you make a melech into a mashares, or mashares into a melech, machzir noisai. Tehu adin b'neginas hata'amim. Likewise, when it comes to singing the trup, kisha inyan mishtana ayadezeh, kagoin shakara mashares b'makai mafsik. Let's say you made a tlisha ketana instead of a tlisha gedoyla. Machzir noisa, you got to go back. If you make, so obviously the Mishnah Berurah would disagree with Rav Shlomo Zalman. I think that's pretty clear. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah holds, if you say mil el b'makom mil ra and it's mishtana inyan, I think it's obvious that's why I disagree with the Dershu's comment over here bringing Rav Shlomo Zalman. They need to point out that this is not unanimous. You know who argues? The Mishnah Berurah that they're commenting on. Because if you have to go back for Melech to Mashares, you definitely would have to go back from Mel El Mel Ra. Which means that if you don't know the difference between a Tisha Ketana and a Tisha Doila, you cannot be the Baal Kari. Period. You can't be the Baal Kari. If you didn't prepare the Tisha Ketana, Tisha Doila, we have to correct you. Not only that, if you made a bracha, yeah? If let's say the guy made a bracha, he said Asher Naslan Ataras Ames, and we see that he made a Tishik Tan Tishik Doila. We have to take out the Sefer Torah again and lane it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah holds. Now, lots of luck pulling that off, but that's why you have to make sure that your Baal Kore is well equipped. If he's not, find him a job selling used cars, or life insurance, or any career is available to him. He could teach in the yeshiva. He could give a high-level Gemara shir. He could teach third-level Beis Medrash. He could give a Pilpul shir. He could be a Mashkiach and give Musar Shmuzin. He can't be the Baal Kore.
It's
not
the way he says it. It's not Mishan HaGinyan. He says, Imam HaShmos Mishan HaGinyan. Chilav and Chol is a major difference in what it means. It's a different word.
Right.
So the pasuk doesn't mean even the sharis and amel. You're changing the meaning of the whole pasuk. But a switch in tense is not.
Of course it is. If you say Rachel came instead of she comes, so she didn't. She wasn't there already. She's coming now. It's mishtana inyan. How can you say it's not mishtana inyan?
He just doesn't use a lashon.
You can't be. You for sure can't be medayik in the dershu, but.
The case that I'm talking about is the word. Right.
I would assume the Mishabura disagrees.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you want to say in Bizman Hazeh where it will be, nobody really knows every single trap, so then you have to be Samech on Rosh Hashanah, no problem. You could say that. I just don't think the Mishabura holds that way, you know. Fine. Udoloi k'may sha'omrim ha'amoyin shemkara es Hashem in machzirin b'ta b'negina. Not like the Hamoinam says, oh, if you already said Hashem's name, don't go back if you made a mistake in the trap. No, where'd you get that from? Even if you said Hashem's name, you would still have to go back if you made a mistake in the trap. In other words, if a guy, instead of doing Zakev Gadol, did a Revi, or did a Gershayim, okay, you don't have to go back. If he kept a Melech to a Melech, but if he made a Melech, Masharis, and Masharis, a Melech, you got to go back. By the way, if you look in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah said that if you make a mistake and you read Aharoin, Haroin, you don't go back. The Gra says, not so fast, not true. Gra says, I disagree. If you make a mistake in the Kuda and it's Loi Nishtano Inyan, maybe you do have to go back. V'im, nami daita de machzirin. Let's say instead of, there's a vav, you leave out the vav. There, definitely it's mishtane ha'inyan. V'chein pasak ha'pri chadash, da'afilu b'makoim aharoin kara haroin b'patach, ela shechiser ha'alef. The pri chadash says, even if instead of aharoin you said haroin, or in a place of Mitzrim, you said Mitzriim, where it's Enan Yerushtana, you have to go back. But the Brichadar says, if you didn't make a mistake in the letters, you see, if you said Arin, you know, you leave out the hay, or Yankif, then you have to go back according to the Brichadash. But if you just made a mistake in the Nekudais, or the Trup, and ein ha'inyan mishtane, ein machzirin oisai, but goyren bai. And the chayra, the gra would agree. So let's just say clear. According to the Mishnah Berurah, if you make a mistake in oisiyos, and ein oy mishtane ha'inyan, ein machzirin oisai, but goyren bai. The Prichadosh and the Gra seem to say, if you make a mistake in Oisiyos, no, Machzirin Oisai. If you only make a mistake in Nekudos She'in Mishtana Inyan, then Ein Machzirin Oisai. There is a Shita, the Derech Chaim. He says, even B'makam She'mishtana Inyan, if you're Noyig LaHakel, Ein Limchos B'yadai. But the Bir Halacha says, Loi mistabra lahakel kol kach, in something that's me'ikar hadin. It's enough to be mekel like the Rama, that if ein mishtana in ha'inyan, ein machzir noisa. But now you're going to be mekel so much? No, that's not reasonable to be so lenient. Okay, let's finish the Mishnah Berurah here. The Dirshu brings that there are two types of trap, by the way. That, namely, there are Masharsim and Mafsikin. Mashares is a trap that denotes that it's connected to the upcoming words. A Mafsik shows that it's separate. It stands by itself. The trap, which are Mafsikin, Soiv Pasuk, Esnachta, Segal, Shalshales, Zakev Katan, Zakev Gadol, Tipcha, Revi, Zarka, Pashta, Pazer, Tlisha Gedoyla, Gershayim. But the Masharsim are Munach, Mapach, Tlisha Katana, Kadma, Mercha, Mercha Kva. In other words, let's say a guy lanes like this. A guy lanes, Bereshis Bara like him, and he doesn't say, Bereshis, Tipcha, Bara like him. So the first thing is, we have to make him go back. Second thing is, we need to convince him to get a new job in the shul. He could be the gabbai, he could be the rabbi. He could be the rabbi, gabbai sheni, he could be the gabbai shlishi. He could be the backup to the gabbai sheni. In case, let's say, the gabbai rishon was a kohen, and the gabbai sheni got a hatzalah call, you need a gabbai shlishi. The Baal Koyrei who doesn't know the Atusha Ketana from Atusha Gedoyla, he could be the Gabbai Shlishi. So you say, but he might call up somebody incorrectly, Milel Mirah. It's okay. When he calls up the guy's name, he doesn't have to say the correct Milel Mirah. Only when he reads the words of God. When you read the words of God, then you have to say it the way Hashem said to say it. Anyway, let's do one more. Ein Machzir Noisai, Haino Bein Bechazan Kor Bein Oila, Boy. Goyerin ba, you yell at him. Makasa b'chus maramins hachazin tzarch lachsa metchilas hasidra shateis shkura b'fiv kol hadikdukim b'misagin. The chazin needs to go back to the beginning of the sedra, meaning the chazin needs to prepare the kriya with all the dikdukim b'misagin with the meseg, with all the emphasis, Milel, Milra, Yomin Usmail. What does that mean? Let's see. What is Yomin Usmail? I don't know. Shin and Sin? Or Tushagadah, what's Yomin Usmail? Viyikra. B'mitun, he should read it slowly. V'loy b'mehiros, not quickly. V'ula ulai yavlia shum ois oiteva ve'evea al yarab. So people say, yeah, but I can learn fast and hear every word. No problem. You're just violating the halacha. That's all. That might be true. You might be able to learn fast. You're just going, you're violating the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah says, you can't learn b'mehiros. You're not allowed to learn b'mehiros. It doesn't matter that you think you could pronounce the words and you think the people could hear the words. You're not allowed to lean fast. You're not allowed, you lean patiently. Why? Ulai yavlia shum oisaiteva veva el rabba. Now, the Dirshu brings, if you pronounce the words so bizarrely that it sounds like you're from a different planet, nobody says it that way, so then ein ruach hachamim noiche imeno. V'chol ha-mashanum imash ha-tzibur regilim medibur oi b'maisa yodai ha-tachtayna. Anyway, that's all. That's the deal.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.